This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. And I want to play a little clip here. I'm not going to have time till after the first break of this hour. So let me do some background here. Ex-CIA Michael Schur is giving testimony in front of our Congress critters in Washington, D.C. This happened on October 9th of this year. And this was the House Homeland Security Committee. Now, Schur had been with the CIA for some, 17 years. And he was talking about this insane policy. This insane policy that we have been doing in the Middle East. And the original post on this was on veteransnewsnow.com. And thank you, Christine, for posting this on Freedom Forum. And Michael Schur, he is explaining the primary motivators for Islamic Jihad. Our support for tyranny in the Muslim world for 50 years. Our presence on the Arab Peninsula. Our support for Israel and their rise. And American people should be permitted to discuss and make that decision, talking about regarding American support for Israel's war. Or wars, plural. And they should understand that there are costs associated with U.S. commitment to Israel, cost in U.S. lives and treasure, according to Mr. Schur. I think he's a Harvard grad, all that stuff. But this is an amazing exchange because he does it with Peter King. Peter King, the bought-out, soulless son of a bugger from New York. This man, I'm telling you, man, my mother, when I was a young man, she told me, she said, Johnny, the eyes are the windows of the soul. You want to know about a person? Look deep in their eyes. And this character, I mean, he fits it to a T. She said, Johnny, she said, if their eyes look like two piss holes in the snow, stay away from them. And this man, he beady black, soulless and bottomless eyes. Tell you what, I'll start this. Give me a cue here when we're close to the quarter after break. But this is the exchange. And your knowledge base, ladies and gentlemen out there, helps in understanding this exchange and what is going on. The American people, if they listen to this, the cold butt stupid, wouldn't understand hardly a word of it. But you out there listening to this network, backed with the facts and all the information we have brought forth, this will make perfect sense. And King is damn near panicking on this thing to the point where he's almost shouting over Mr. Schur. And supposedly, he's only there to ask a few questions, not override with his opinions. Here's the exchange.
We're pleased to be joined here today by six distinguished witnesses to discuss this important topic. First, Dr. Michael Schur is an adjunct professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University. Dr. Schur recently concluded a 22-year career with the CIA.
22 years.
Where there, Dr. Schur held multiple positions, including senior advisor for the Osama bin Laden department. We're very pleased to have you and honored, sir. Next.
In the Muslim world. And I would certainly, if I was in charge, change many of the policies we have. But it's more important that we in this country become adults. Nothing a person does in his life doesn't have a counter reaction. Does our foreign policy cause this war? Not a chance. The people who attacked us caused this war. Does our foreign policy motivate these people? Absolutely. Sir, if you're going to tell the American people they're fighting a war against a bunch of deranged, nihilist, fanatic extremists, we're going to be fighting a war that it's constantly going to surprise the American people about the costs of what they're doing. If we come to a place where we can have a discussion that says supporting Israel is essential to the U.S. security, supporting Saudi Arabia is important, vital to U.S. security, having U.S. troops in Muslim countries is vital to U.S. security, fine. But also tell the American people that costs come with that. Right now, we've spent 17 years in this war, and the American people still think we're fighting a bunch of long-haired, bearded, goat-eating madmen. And we're at a terrible disadvantage that we impose on ourselves, sir. And I would finish a too long a statement by simply saying that we must stop the idiocy of democracy spreading. If you want to fight forever, keep trying to impose women's rights, secularism, the paganism of American culture, contemporary culture, on a religious civilization, sir.
Did you hear what the man just said? Remember, well, the women in Iraq, they're not allowed to take care in the political process, and they've got to wear this stupid thing over their face, and, well, how's come that they don't have abortion rights over there, and how's come? This government was practicing democracy, and this is what Mr. Schur is saying. Look what you're trying to impose on people, and these people have a pretty good understanding of their religious convictions. And no, thank you. I'm not interested in McDonald's. I'm not interested in your XXX movie theaters. I'm not interested in your decaying culture. I'm not interested, period. And by the way, keep your funny money as well. We ain't interested. Are you listening to what the man is saying? Let me play that again.
Bearded, goat-eating madmen. And we're at a terrible disadvantage that we impose on ourselves, sir. And I would finish a too long a statement by simply saying that we must stop the idiocy of democracy spreading. If you want to fight forever, keep trying to impose women's rights, secularism, the paganism of American culture, contemporary culture, on a religious civilization, sir.
And I'll take to make a comment.
Yeah, okay. This is where King pretty much comes unhinged. Yeah, he wants to make a comment. No, what he wants to tell Mr. Scherer that he's full of monkey milk. That, no, this is wrong. Here is one of the creatures in Washington, D.C., that wants the Middle East wars to continue ad infinitum. Forever. Forever. Here is the guy that has come out and said, you know, that we have these right-wing kooks. They have to be eliminated in the Republican Party. This is the guy hanging on to the status quo. My dear little two piss holes and the snow friend from New York. We'll come back on the other side with what he lets out here. It's pretty amazing. John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Statmiller.
Let's get back to the man in politics that absolutely positively has no soul, Mr. Peter King from New York, schooling what he thinks is Mr. Scherer. This is absolutely incredible that some Wall Street crud or that's who he's really, that's who he really represents, and the military-industrial complex, and the Pentagon wants to go head-to-head with a guy that spent 17 years in the CIA with even the concocted department about Osama bin Laden. Really, Mr. King? You're way out of your depth here, bud. Way, way out of your depth.
Professor Troy, I've known you over the years, but I have to take sharp disagreement with your position about our support of Israel. I believe it is essential that the United States, for our security, continue to support Israel. I believe that if we back away from Israel or Jordan, for instance, using those countries, Morocco, as examples, that Al-Qaeda will find some other excuse. I mean, we can find any number of reasons. I can tell you during the 1990s, from after Iraq, but between 1995 and 2001, the only time the Americans used force overseas was to defend Muslims against Christians in Bosnia and in Kosovo. And yet the response by Al-Qaeda to that was to attack us on September 11th. So I think we make a mistake if we think we can somehow appease Al-Qaeda by taking away whatever they're...
Not at all a matter of appeasement, Mr. King, at all. If it was up to me, I'd dump the Israelis tomorrow.
I know you would.
But I have all I worry about is the continuing preaching of American politicians to the American people that our relationship with the Israelis doesn't cause us to have dead Americans and extraordinary expenses in fighting the Muslim world.
I would just say we would have more dead Americans if we didn't stand by our allies in the Middle East.
Well,
we'd just be encouraging Al-Qaeda to take advantage of us. I think that...
Our allies in the Middle East are mostly totalitarian, sir, and they have been for 50 years.
There are not that many good people in the world. The fact is you have to work with those who work with us. And if I had the choice between dealing with the Israelis and Al-Qaeda, I work with Israel. If I had the choice between dealing with Jordan or Al-Qaeda, I deal with Jordan. And the fact is that you can find any number of excuses why Al-Qaeda is going to come after us.
No, sir, you can't.
Yes, I think you can.
No, you can't,
can.
Sir.
You certainly
Osama bin Laden would have been a terrific American politician because he stays on message. There's only one message that comes out of Al-Qaeda, and it's
that's the message they're using now. If it's not there, if we pull out of Israel, if we
you
stop
have
supporting,
to depend.
No, I'm going to say if we stop supporting Israel, then the message would be
you have
America,
to,
America was cowardly, America was backed away, they're not going to stand by their allies. It's the flip side of everything, and I would rather stand with positive elements like Israel and back down.
I'm a bear of little brain, sir, but you got to go with what you go with at the moment. These people are fighting for something substantive, for something religious. And they're not fighting us for what reason do you suppose they're going to come up with? Because we have Hollywood? I would like to fight Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're not going to fight us because we have women in the workplace. That's an insanity. What they're fighting us about is what we do. And we don't have to stop what we're doing, sir. But we have to realize the cost.
And I think it'd be worse if we stop what we're doing. And that's my point.
Well, that's fine. Tell the American people that.
It's also, of course, what you're asking for. And I think that cost would be a lot greater.
I don't think so, sir.
Well,
it couldn't be worse than it is now.
We disagree. We obviously disagree.
You're presiding over a bankruptcy. What can be worse? And what has been the goal of Al-Qaeda since it was formed? To bankrupt the United States. Who's winning today, sir? We're done like dinner.
We're winning and we'll continue to win unless we take the advice of people like
sir,
you.
Sir, you are exactly wrong.
Well,
we are losing. Two U.S. field armies were defeated by men in the field with weapons from the Korean War.
Fact is, we have not been successfully attacked since September 11th.
The fact is, sir, we had two military defeats overseas.
The fact is, we have not been successfully attacked since September 11th.
Sir, that's a goofy argument.
Like you.
That is a goofy argument, sir.
I hate to gavel down the
chair. Well, I assume you're an expert on goofiness, so I yield back.
I appreciate the gentleman's spirited debate.
Again, I want to come back to understand.
Spirited debate. He told King that you're full of monkey milk and that you want to keep doing this. You want to keep, 17 years, folks. 17 years we've been blowing the snot out of everything that moves in the Middle East and finding new reasons. Now we're down to funding Al-Qaeda if they're going after a new pocket of brand new bad guys we don't like, or whoever is designated as bad guys. We don't have a good track record in the Middle East. We continually screw people over that should be left alone. 60 years ago, in Iran, what did we do? We were doing our nation building. Hey, this is a cool thing. We can do this now. We can send in our newly created CIA that used to be the OSS. We have intelligence assets now. We can get in there. We can do some stuff. We can actually pop countries inside out. Watch this. So they put the Shah of Iran in there, and the people of Iran really didn't like this guy and saw him for what he was. a puppet of the United States. And not a good puppet, folks. What I'm saying is this was nobody. The United States wasn't there as, oh gosh, how should I say, the knights in shining armor. It was to start to destabilize and war in the Middle East. Look at what has transpired. For what purpose? Grill somebody like Mr. King. Excuse me, what exactly are our interests in the Middle East? Oh, well, we have to defeat Al-Qaeda. We have to defeat Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda wants to kill us. Well, why do you suppose that would be? Why do you think people in the Middle East really don't like the United States? I am absolutely flabbergasted. Now, you didn't hear anything of this. You get little snippets of Mr. King going after the Tea Party, these extremists, and these people should be the Sarah Palins and the Rand Pauls and such. These people should be done and drummed out of the Republican Party. Well, if Rand Paul is dangerous and he's an extremist in the Republican Party, then we are in a lot of trouble. Rand Paul has it right on several different issues. On several other issues, he has it all wrong. And he thinks he's being politically crafty. But there are those sitting in this country watching the goings-on in Washington, D.C. right now. And we know what the score is. We know who is being zoomed here. We know who's being screwed over. You know, the suggestion for the extremist in the Republican Party, Tea Party, is to be a little bit more extreme and a little bit more honest. Because I don't think, number one, you have it in your soul to do so. But I would at least try. Because anything short of that is not going to be acceptable to anybody that wants an honest government back on a constitutional basis with honest money and honest politicians. You remember, we used to call them statesmen. The government used to have respect for the people. Remember those days? Or at least they would leave us with that illusion. While all the while allowing other entities to come in like thieves in the night and robbing us blind. At least it wasn't in your face. I don't know. I don't know what keeps people like Mr. Peter King alive. Because if I was this man, I would have committed suicide years ago. You low life scum bucket. I usually don't subscribe that many adjectives to these Congress critters, because they're representing what? Who the hell knows? It isn't the law, it isn't the Constitution, it isn't the Republic. But this guy, when we make it uncomfortable and people like him start heading for the rock from which they crawled out from under, then we'll start having victory in this country. But not until then. Can you hear me now, Mr. King? Can you hear us now?
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicschools.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The next exchange here is from Mr. Stewart, and him, like all the corrupted ones in Washington, D.C., he makes his position known because, well, the dual citizen Israelis operating our government today, I'm sorry, having undue influence in our government today, they want it to be known that, well, they're friends, and please don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player. Here is the exchange between Mr. Stewart and Mr. Schur. And listen to what he says about Israel. Only a fool would believe. Pay attention, folks. This is unvarnished truth that you're getting. But you didn't see it on mainstream evening news, now did you?
Again, I want to come back to understand some of the things you said. Before I do that, and I just want to mention this quickly, I find your position on our alliance with Israel as very troubling. It won't surprise you to tell you that I disagree with you. And you spent 17 years, is that right, or something like that, as a CIA analyst?
Over 20, sir.
Okay, over 20.
Not as an analyst, I ran operations, sir.
Okay. Are there, would you say there's a large number of CIA analysts or employees who agree with your position?
I wouldn't dare to speak for anybody but myself, sir. Well, only a fool would know that our relationship with Israel causes us war with Muslims.
Well, my question is fairly simple.
Yes, sir.
You worked with hundreds of employees.
Yes,
those,
sir.
You certainly
didn't work with any fools, sir.
You certainly had conversations with many of them. I'm asking for your opinion of, are there a large number who agree with you on this?
I'm not a McCarthyite, sir. I'm not going to say anything about that to you, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to take that as non-responsive because it's a fairly simple question, and I don't
think... It's fairly none of your business about what my conversations with other people are about, sir.
I'm not asking for specifics of those conversations. I'm asking for your opinion of your experience, where there are a large number that agreed with you. That's a fairly simple question. Hardly intrusive.
A very intrusive from my perspective, sir.
Well, okay, well, you can have your perspective.
Thank you,
I think, sir. Others can evaluate whether you're being agreeable or disagreeable.
I'm being disagreeable on this because
yes,
none of your business.
Are.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, let me move on then. I would like you to explain very quickly, if you can, what you think the primary motivators are for Islamic jihadism.
First, our support for the Israelis.
Okay, that's your
second,
number. That's your.
No, it's there. Are not, there are six.
Okay, put them in order if you could.
Our support for tyranny for over 50 years in the Muslim world.
Okay.
As a trigger, our presence on the Arab Peninsula. Third, I would put the Israelis rising. Fourth, our ability for a long time to get oil at prices that were very much below the market level. Fifth, our presence, military presence, in other countries in the Muslim world. And sixth, our abiding willingness to identify as terrorists any Muslim population that one of our allies dislikes, whether it's the Russians or the Chinese.
Okay, let me,
those six things, sir.
I appreciate that. And let me say, and then I'm going to move on to other witnesses. I was an Air Force officer for 14 years. I have spent significant time with many people from that region. And it is astounding to me that you don't put in the top six what I know to be true. And that is they are motivated, many of them are motivated by their absolute hatred of the United States and what we represent, whether it's freedom, whether it's democracy, whether it's women's rights. There are many of them who are absolutely motivated by that. I know that. I have talked with them.
They hate them, sir.
And I can't imagine that you would not put that in some.
They're not going to die for that, sir.
Oh, they absolutely have.
They have not, sir.
Well,
this war is not. They wouldn't have anything we have in this country.
You are turning a blind eye to history for you to say that they won't.
Bullshit, die. Sir. You cannot. You don't need to call me professor either. You should call me Mike. The reality is, no one has blown themselves up because this young lady.
Professor, you're absolutely wrong on that. I'm going to move on now.
Well, no, you pulled this up. You said there's millions of people out there.
Professor, you're absolutely wrong on that. I'm going to move on if we could.
I wish you would move on.
For the rest of you, I'd like to ask you this in the very brief time that we have.
Well, 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 well. Did he use a bad word in front of the gods of democracy? He pretty much did. He said capital B-S with a hit. Absolutely. And this Mr. Stewart, well, I spent some time in the Air Force. This guy was heading up operations for the CIA, for God's sakes. And he was on a fishing expedition because they know they're getting blowback and they're trying to identify and how deep this is. Well, how many people did you speak with, these analysts? And, you know, well, wait a minute. He already said he wasn't an analyst. And no, Mr. Stewart, you can't know my private conversations with anybody. But I'm here, and I have spoken the truth. I have seen it. I know what this is about. And then we have to move on. Yeah. We have to move on with more war. Trillions more in war, dead and dying in war, and for what? Whew. Man, oh man, oh man. Art, you're up.
Done like dinner, John. Done like dinner. I love that line. That was beautiful. I'm kind of curious. I kind of threw this out at Mike, and, well, I got a pretty good response from Mike, but I'm kind of curious what you would, what you're thinking of this. I'm pretty sure you've heard of the 19 or so countries, among which are Germany, Spain, I believe France, and Russia and all of them.
Yeah, Portugal, Ireland, who's the other eye there? Greece?
United States.
I'm sorry?
This work in the United Nations, 19 countries that are pushing for economic sanctions against the United States. And, you know, do you think they'll actually get this done? Because the way I see this is it won't have any teeth because the United Nations basically is a big toothless, you know, lion cub, no teeth. It's still weaning off of mama. But if it did have teeth, you know, I would think that economic sanctions against the United States, if they actually had any teeth in those sanctions, basically you could say game over.
All right, Art, I'm sure there's a question in there, and I must have missed it.
I was wondering what you think about this move within among these 19 countries in the United Nations pushing for economic sanctions against the United States.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Economic what?
Economic sanctions against the United States. There are 19 countries in the United Nations now signing on to a draft resolution to impose economic sanctions against the United States.
Well, First off, I don't know who the 19 nations are, and I think there's, what, 180-some member nations of UN? So,
well, this is just getting started.
Well, the international criminal courts, too, have warrants out for the Bushy boys and a bunch of politicians. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're ever going to get them in court. I don't know how much teeth that this has. This seems to be more of an exercise of, you know, we're sick and tired of what you're doing, and by you doing sanctions on other countries, see, they have to know this, that sanctions against any country is basically an act of war. So I think what they're trying to say here and what they're trying to tell people is what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, see,
and I think it's more symbolic than it is anything else.
Well, that's what I was kind of curious about, you know, because, I mean, if they actually were able to get this pushed through, and I mean, if these sanctions actually had any teeth, economically, I would think that would be, like, game over for the U.S. economy. And that would be it.
Well, it's game over for the U.S. economy anyhow, Art. I mean, come on, man.
But I'm thinking this might actually escalate the whole deal.
No. Nope. Don't think so.
Okay, well, that's why I was curious what you thought about that.
Okay, well, you got my opinion.
Do you actually think anything will come of this?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
All right, well, have a good one, John. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Art. I appreciate your call. I think it's symbolic. As much as I consider the world court and the warrants that they have for the arrest of our presidents, past presidents and whatever, I think it's more symbolic, and they know that. By getting the Hague or whatever court, international court, to go, yeah, we want to talk to this guy as a war criminal. We're the country that is running the game. Along with our banker buds and pals. They're the top cat in charge.
Took it away. This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinbach, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Don't tell me they don't, that ain't overdriving. I know overdriven, and that's driven over the edge. Is that the bump that's doing that? Yeah, we need to change that. At any rate, by the way, before we get out of here today, I want to let people know that there have been some problems since we changed websites, and we'll fill you in on all the details on that. Going back to Mr. Schuer here, Michael F. Schuer, as I said, you heard an excerpt out of that October 9th Homeland Security Committee meeting, which they weren't there to get any real answers. This was just a rubber stamp that we're going to continue to do for Israel what we have been doing, and that's waging war on all the Muslim nations in the Middle East. Tell me something I don't know. But see, the American people don't know that, and that's what he kept saying. Why don't you tell the American people the truth? Why don't you tell them why we're going, well, even further in debt, why we're continuing to let American service people die for no damn good reason at all? And you know, you're too damn cheap to even pay for them once you get them all bullet-ridden and blown up, leaving arms and legs and eyes and teeth and human sinew all over the Middle East. Oh, and that's not to say anything about the million-plus people we've killed in Iraq already. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they absolutely love us. These dirty bastards, I there better be a hell, because they're going to be cooking in that for eternity. Do you remember why, how Mr. Bush put this? He delivered a speech and he deflected and trivialized the reasons for the grievances that many around the globe have regarding U.S. foreign policy, and that's what they choose to call it. I can think of a half a dozen other descriptive terms, and it doesn't have anything to do with foreign policy. Here's Mr. Bush saying why they hate us. This is September 20th, 2001.
Why do they hate us? They hate what they see right here in this chamber. A democratically elected government. Their leaders are self-appointed. They hate our freedoms. Our freedom of religion. Our freedom of speech. Our freedom to vote and assemble and disagree with each other.
Really? So, okay, Mr. Bush, since September of 2001, you and your cronies have done everything, everything that you can to shut down our freedoms and our liberties. To the point that Angela Merkel, geez, Obama, you're the predecessor to this idiot, and you're dropping in on my conversations? Chancellor of Germany is not very happy about this. And Obama's trying to play it off like, oh, it was some kind of mistake. The world is starting to hate the United States. Starting to. Well, they started to lose respect, and now they really start to see us as a danger. But you see, folks, the globalists, they had to do this. They had to do this. They had to set up the honey trap. It was called the United States of America. And yes, we did have a constitution. And yes, we were a republic. And we were capable. We were capable of many wonderful things. The innovation, the thinking, the doing. I mean, some of this stuff was really, really pretty cool. Some of it not. But we had to give birth to the corporation, did we not? We had to start the ball rolling where the banks actually had a stranglehold on this country, as well as the proverbial sword of Damocles over the other industrialized countries of the planet. This had to take place. We were once envied and revered and regarded and respected around the world. Not anymore. But you see, that's part of the plan, folks. For the world's population to begin to despise the United States. Now, there's a simple solution to this one. And I'm sure that there'll be people around the planet that'll applaud this one. We need a restoration project in this country, badly. Because if we do not, what is going to continue to come out of Washington, what is going to continue to come out of Wall Street, what is going to continue to be coming out of that Pentagon and all its associated groups, whether they be non-governmental or what, it doesn't matter, they're all going to be pushing their agenda. And the one thing that has to happen is the world has to hate the United States. The people in this country have to break faith with their government. A divided house shall fall unless the house is transformed. It's already been transformed. The coup has already happened. You're now starting to see the results of that coup. Well, that's when they were instilling their democracy. And you heard Mr. Schur talk about the democracy we're trying to heave on the Middle East, and they're having none of it. Any more than when people are finding out, are you hearing me now, Amy Goodman, Yukami, so-and-so, do you hear me now? That we're identifying all the little handmaidens of democracy and the destruction of this great republic. We know who you've been patty-caking with. We've spider-webbed you all. We know who and what you are. There's no mystery anymore. The cat's out of the bag. Give it up. Because you've got nothing to defend. And who is going to stand by you when this thing starts to crumble and we force it, we the people force it to start crumbling? Who is going to come to your aid and assistance? Here's the short answer for you. They're not. They will leave you twisting in the wind in a New York second. Democracy now. Yeah, give me more democracy. They hate what they see here in this chamber, a democratically elected government. Their leaders are self-appointed. They hate our freedoms. So what did George Bush do? He set about taking away our freedoms. Freedom of speech, freedom to assemble and disagree. We got Homeland Security breathing down our neck, tracking and tracing all our calls and our emails. Why? Because we're terrorists? No. Because we're real Americans. We are patriotic. We do want honest government. We want our republic back. We want the shysters and the bankers and the corporations and every imaginable scumbucket associated therewith gone. Ah, but you, I understand, Janet Napolitano. I understand what your job is. I didn't say that I approve of it. I didn't even say that I like lesbians now, did I? I'm just simply stating I know what your job is, and you're working for your masters. We're not. Because the basis of this Republican form of government is that we, the people, are the government, based on the rule of law, not on your tyranny, not on your timetable, not your definition of what I am allowed and what I am not. Because we have already been there. We have already had that taste of self-determination. We have already had that taste of freedom and liberty. And once that taste is in your mouth, it's there forever. While you're busy trying to spit that taste out, we savor in it. We love it. Judgment Day is a-coming. Wonder where the lesbo is going to head out. Hope she takes the other lesbian with her. Hillary, don't let this cockamamie, oh God, thing run for president in 2016. If that's the case and she gets elected, I might as well take a gallon of gasoline, pour it over me, and light it on fire. Yeah. Let me get a cardboard cutout, a caricature of that, and pour the gasoline over that and light it on fire. That'd be better. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow in another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. With finance.